Here's today's No Sweat News. These are the bizarre stories of the day, the ones that could win you Ratfest tickets on Friday's No Sweat News quiz.
Beautiful prize.
We start in Belgium. An anonymous buyer has just paid $1.4 million for a racing pigeon.
Pigeon?
For a bird.
A bird.
And a pigeon, nonetheless.
A pigeon.
I could have scooped one up from New York City and sold it to him for like $1,500.
Right, 22 cents. Apparently, this thing is really fast. It can crap on 17 windshields in just 1 hour.
Oh, that this is like the Learjet of pigeons.
Right.
Sure, that thing's never been on a rat tower. My God, every time I walk out there.
That's just your luck, Tim, dude. An expert on racing pigeons, which I can't really believe I just said that.
Yeah.
Fuse words together in a sentence. The expert says this pigeon is so special that in soccer terms, it would be like if you could combine Messi and Ronaldo.
Is that good?
Apparently, it is the fastest pigeon on the planet.
Why wouldn't you compare him to like Secretariat or another animal?
What do you do? That would make more sense to me. I don't know. It's a racing. You got racing horse.
Does this pigeon have a name?
Yes.
Cha-ching, okay. Cha-ching.
The reason why is because I got to know who I'm betting at William Hill at Monmouth Park.
Armando.
Armando the pigeon. I'm writing this down. J.B. Mack.
I didn't even realize it was pigeon races.
You better get your money in quick because pretty soon.
Armando,
pigeon. The fastest pigeon on the planet, is going to be out to stud.
Oh, what? The hell, man? I haven't even put money on Armando yet.
Armando, $1.4 million.
Let me make some cash first.
For a bird.
Dear God. Okay.
You know, Tyson is into this sort of thing. Maybe we should call him up and see what he has to say about the racing pigeon named Armando who just went for $1.4 million. We don't know who bought the thing. It was an anonymous buyer, so perhaps it was Mike Tyson. Was the buyer at a... Isn't he in Vegas?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It would suit him. He owns like 200 pigeons.
He's got the cash.
But how do you even have a pigeon race?
That's what I mean.
You let him out. Don't they just fly away?
Imagine that.
The finish line.
All right, here's the race. Like, man, my damn pigeon didn't come back.
The race is if the bird comes back.
Right.
To like,
is there a track?
Hey, you win.
You win.
And I'm the only one.
You're here.
Dude, I don't know. These are not questions I'm authorized to answer. But I'm sure someone knows the answer, and no doubt they are picking up their phone. And they want to correct us by saying, oh, so what you do is.
Well, please. Actually, I would like to hear that.
You probably. Maybe you take them far away from home and they got to fly back.
Oh, I see.
And who's the fastest?
Put a little thing around their neck and they have to fly to like one beacon and another beacon
something like that. I know that, you know, for the Relay for Life, they do the releasing of the doves and they fly home.
That's true.
They always crap on my car.
Yeah. But every opening day at Yankee Stadium, they have that hawk or eagle. Yeah, it's an eagle that flies around.
Mm-hmm.
One time I saw it, though, eat a woman's hair.
I saw that video.
You went into the front row. Thought the woman's hair was a nest.
It was delicious. We're getting into the bird a little more than I expected.
Oh, no, it's too much.
Thank you, Belgium, for the most expensive racing pigeon on the planet.
We're going to
fly. We're going to fly down to Florida for story number two. You think your boss is an a-hole?
Yes.
Well, let me introduce you to Letaria Atkins. She's the manager at the Arby's in West Palm Beach. She might not be getting another promotion anytime soon because she just assaulted one of her employees for not being able to work late last Saturday.
Oh, boy.
She went to her employee, Ernie, and said, hey, can you stay late? And Ernie said, no, I got plans. So she pepper sprayed him.
Oh, that's hysterical.
And then took a serrated kitchen knife to his car.
What?
So, yeah, there's some anger management classes, I think. HR is going to be calling up from Arby saying, yeah, well, let's talk about anger management. We're going to put the whole sexual harassment thing on the back burner for a second.
Holy mackerel.
So count your blessings.
This woman is a little bit intense.
If you've never been pepper sprayed by your boss.
For staying late.
And now we take you to China, where apparently it's a bad idea to inject yourself with fruit juice to try to stay healthy.
Yeah.
51-year-old woman in China, ended up with liver failure, kidney failure, heart damage, lung damage after she mixed 20 different kinds of fruit. put it in an IV, and injected it directly into her bloodstream.
Okay.
Why?
Why would you go the IV route?
It's a health kick, guys. Yeah. It's a health kick.
Mm-hmm.
Doctors warn, no, this is not nutrition.
Oh, she's Fruit Loops, all right.
In order to get the nutrition from the fruit, it's got to be going through your stomach. So maybe just inject it into your stomach.
If these new things are called supermarkets. They actually have oranges in liquid form. It's called orange juice.
Right.
You try it.
They even sell it in containers, you know? Pour it in a cup.
She tried it at home. Her husband came home and said, what the hell? Brought her to the hospital.
He's lucky he was there.
That's today's No Sweat News. Wow. We'll see you Friday for the No Sweat News quiz for Ratfest tickets.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.